Get started. Okay. Welcome, Calvin.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. Us. Peter, would you like to do the pledge?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll do the invocation. Okay. All right. Can you join me? Heavenly Father. Thank you for these people, this board, this glorious day. Come before us, give us wisdom, help us as we try to finalize this ordinance. Thank you for your son, thank you for his work on the cross. We ask all this in the name, in his name. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is public comment time. If you want to say anything, Kevin, Kelvin?
Not yet.
Okay. Sorry then. Approval of agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda? No?
I move we approve this presented.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Approval of the minutes. Everyone had a chance to look them over? Can I have a motion to approve? Is it too quick?
We approve the minutes.
Okay, John.
As prepared.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
I decided not to be such a nitpicker. I'm a mess. Okay. All right, subdivision approvals and updates. Okay.
So, 21 total subdivisions and exemptions last month. 13 of those were recombinations of previously approved lots. There were 2 family subdivisions, each no more than 2 parcels. There were 3 changing of boundary lines between adjoining property owners, and then 3 two-lot subdivisions. And if you ever have questions about any of those, we can pull them up from the Register of Deeds office and then we'll be happy to provide a copy.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Okay. Thanks, Kate. All business. Noise ordinance. Last month we didn't make any changes, Jason?
We did not make any changes. We did, like I said before the meeting, we did have an email from county attorney late this afternoon, just changing some few items to the form. So, that being said, we moved on to have a public input session tonight to make a recommendation to the Board of Commissioners. And I would, if you're fine with the changes as the form, I would just make the recommendation to the commission, if you're positively inclined, as to the county attorney's.
Right. How do we, you looked it over, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
With the county attorney's advice as the form.
Yeah. Okay. Any of you want to go over or have a comment?
I have nothing to change or to say about it.
I've read that thing so many times down the wall.
I know.
I have no problem with the little changes that Misty recommended what we got tonight.
Okay.
I think we should go ahead and do those.
Calvin, did you want to say something at this time?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, you're right ahead.
That's quite a bit, but I'm not going to say it all now. I thought there was going to be some other people here, but most people didn't pick it up. So, but I'm going to start with section 3.1, which was 3.2, exempted noise. And the following noises are exempt. And I take it that 3.2 with the line through it has been taken out.
That means the line through is out.
It is out.
Yeah.
We in the construction, and I'm going to speak for a lot of folks, got a serious problem with that. Let me give you an example. We just went through a period of time that it was hot. Everybody remembers that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of folks in construction. I sell metal roofing, siding, agricultural, industrial, commercial. We have a lot of crews that we sell to. And they were starting as soon as the sun came up, and we quit about 1 o'clock just so they could stand. And it's not just roofing crews, it's other construction crews that were quitting. Well, if you can't start till 9 o'clock or whatever the time frame is going to be, it cuts in your day substantially. It's not only so during extreme temperatures like we just had, but that's also true in the wintertime. In the wintertime, you have to start a little later because a lot of times there's frosting loops or whatever it may be. And so you start a little later, work a little longer or later in the afternoon. So you may pass 6 o'clock if the sun doesn't beat you to darkness. So, this on the construction end is very detrimental. In a lot of cases, of course, if nobody says anything, I guess it's okay. But that's not the way it should be, in my opinion. Because a lot of folks want to say something because of noise next to them because they're getting a construction done to their home and get a re-roof or whatever, and there's noise. Well, I would say that anybody that would gripe about that might ought to wait till late. It's their turn to get a new whatever, roof or some remodeling or whatever. So got a big problem with that right there being taken out.
Mm-hmm. Which section are you in again?
In section 3, and I guess it's called 3.1 now. It used to be 3.2. I think we approved that when I was on the board, but that has nothing to do with
anything listed there are exempt from this ordinance.
Well, I just asked the question, if the line through
that...
You're
talking about this right here.
Yeah, see, we studied on that. We went back and forth on that one and decided to go ahead and exempt construction.
Well, it's still got the line through it.
It's got a line through it. That's the problem.
Oh, you're talking about the in black.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm misunderstanding, then that's great. But it looks to me like, and from what I've asked, it looks like that has been taken out. So that is not exempted anymore. So, but that's a serious problem. Like I said, I'll just go with that one for right now. We've got several others.
Okay.
I can see that being even less permits being drawn because of that.
Well,
people aren't going to want to come from the construction sector.
No, it really doesn't have as much to do with permits as just the time in the morning, time in the evening, because, for instance, putting on a new roof, unless you're doing structural change, does not require a permit. So, but the time frame does mean a lot when you can't start early and you can't work late, so to speak. There's other things, like down here at 3.7, farming operations shall be exempt from the operation of this ordinance. It has a line through it.
Yeah, but up at the top it says the following noises are exempt from this ordinance when you first start reading it. So that means that everything done underneath that's exempt.
Well, why does it have a line through it?
Because we didn't need it.
Yeah, Well, the county attorney looked at that and helped us shorten the verbiage and all that, because I pushed hard for all farming to be exempt. 100%.
Well, let me tell you this. Everybody that I've talked to, even the commissioner too, takes it that since it's got a line drawn through it, it's been taken out. Well, maybe it's been taken out, but it leaves it less clear. Even though you're taking some verbiage out, even though you're taking some wording out, it just appears that it's been taken out. And it seems to me like it'd be a whole lot better to leave it in there. That way there's no question about it. And the farming down there, I mean, we have farmers that we lease to. You probably know, I'm not going to say his name, but he runs his combine after dark in the fall, and it makes a lot of racket. But
see, there
that's
again,
what he has to do.
Yeah, that's too bad, isn't it? It makes a racket.
That's fine. It doesn't bother me because I know what he's doing. He's harvesting a crop
right
before the storm comes in.
That's right. And so, but taking those out to make it simpler leaves it a little more questionable, in my opinion, and those that I've talked to. I would suggest leaving that wording in as far as construction and the farming. That's just my opinion.
See, Misty had us take that out because it says shall be exempt, and right up above it says all the following noises are exempt. So she thought it was just double verbiage. So we took her advice to take that out.
She's an attorney.
The farming operations is there.
And I was hoping by just saying general farming operations, that covers everything.
Right. If that's the case, then that would be better. But like I said, following noises are exempt. Construction is left out if you take it out. And it seems to me, like I said, I'm being redundant. The wording needs to be in there. Because there's nowhere down through here that it addresses construction anywhere else that I see.
See, those are violations under 2.2.5. If it's above 65 decibels, between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. and over 75 decibels between 6 a.m.
But this catch-all down here says following noises, and initially construction is in there.
Do you remember why we took that out? We had a good reason. We had a reason why we
remember, Jason?
I remember the county attorney said something, but I'm not exactly sure what you said. It was in relation to commercial service and industrial as well.
I was looking at my old copies to see if I could find something. I didn't.
Now, Jason, what if we left just the word construction in? Now, that covers everything from building a fence to motor graders and heavy equipment and everything in between. I mean, that's construction would be the collective term for all or none.
Well, when they had this, and I don't disagree with that on construction. I'm not a brewery fan by any means, but on the little cul-de-sac off of Old 64 that turns left next to the creek, I can't think of the name of it. I'm thinking Cherry Lane or something. I can't
remember. Across from Fleet Hogan's house.
Yes.
It's Cherry Street up there you're talking about.
Cherry Street. I'm not going to say yes or no because I can't win it. I just know that I've been up there a few times and the folks up there don't like it because of the racket that the brewery makes. And I've been there and listened to it. But, like I said, I'm not a fan of a brewery, but it's a business and it's operational and it makes a little racket at times. So I would also include manufacturers I wouldn't take that out. Because if somebody rapped about that, a couple of them rapped me when I was up there delivering metal, but I don't have, that was at a time where I didn't have anything to do with it. So, but anything that makes it less ambiguous, I guess, should be left in there, in my opinion. So you understand when I saw all the construction stuff with the line through it, and like I said, the folks I talked to understood that that was dropped from being exempt because there's no wording in there that addressed it anymore.
You saw permitting too. Did that have something to do with it?
Well,
and the times
we talked about construction, and because then we got into the concept of what is industry and what is construction. And we passed that over for two meetings.
Okay. We need to address that for me.
Yeah.
If that's all the public input, we can address
that. Okay, we'll talk about it among ourselves.
All right, that's all for me for right now.
Oh, okay.
I'll take a passion out with the rest of it. I thought other folks would be here, but all right, thanks. Oh, okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Good to see you.
Appreciate it, Kelly. Good to see you. Thank you.
Was this not advertised?
It was in the paper.
It was in the paper.
I don't know. We might did we also do it on radio and stuff? We used to do a couple of more things, but maybe not.
I just don't think it's a hot topic in the county.
Say again.
I don't think the noise ordinance is a hot topic in the county.
Or the problem with noise.
I think it's a lot bigger. Don't even know it's being considered.
You're right.
And I'm serious about that.
Well, I mean, we followed the legal protocol, putting it in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was an ad in the paper. I saw it, but it was pretty strong.
A lot of folks do wait to the Board of Commissioners to speak to you.
Let's
get it to the commissioners and then
we'll at that point, it's almost too late.
Off the record.
No, they'll send it back to us. Okay. Yeah, if they don't like some.
Two more years ago,
we have another gentleman. So
I would say it was construction, and then what else was it?
My name is Chris McMillan.
Hey, sir, could you come forward just a little bit? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Did you sign in?
Yes, he did.
Okay. My name is Chris McMillan. I live in College Walk, and my wife and I lived here about 4 years. We lived in Cedar Mount 16 years before we moved to Arden for a few years. What I'd like to address you about, and I have read the noise ordinance, so I'm really not very much forward on it, but I really wanted to ask you your opinion about this. I've had several visitors from Winston-Salem who are looking to retire in Western North Carolina, and they come to College Walk and they look around, well, they're looking more likely to buy a property and build a house. But they've all voiced a concern for when they're downtown eating in a restaurant and the unmuffled, I call them jake breaks, but I guess compression breaks, come through town, and at College Walk, some of the older people have been frightened by them when they come down Neely Road and really jack them hard, you know. And it's just, it's intermittent, but it's loud, you know. And I think they have an ordinance, from what some people have said, that we're talking about moving to Hendersonville. And their other complaint was that they said, your roads are pretty bad. I said, I hadn't noticed. So, anyway, I just thought I'd mention it to you because I don't know if you hear complaints about that but it seems to be, I know in Arden and Fletcher, there's some communities that have a sign, and I think there's a violation. And through certain neighborhoods and all of
using unbuckled. Well, College Walk is part of the city of Brevard, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's the city.
I think that area is in the city of Brevard.
Yeah.
But to go on what he's saying, both of Laurel Park, East Black Rock, a couple other parts over there, there's a big sign to say no compression brakes allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I think it's a state. a state regulation in Trickle Town, because I know I've seen it in Winston-Salem, and I think in Raleigh, that's the relatives in Raleigh, they mentioned two of their certain neighborhoods here, they're not allowed.
Okay.
You know, the trucks can come through, but they're not allowed to. So it's just a comment. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Sure.
I appreciate hearing from you.
In other words, those diesel engines, you can flip a switch and the engine becomes a brake for a heavy load.
And it sounds like the doors off the front of this building.
But it's a safety thing.
Yeah.
Because you burn your brakes out on one of those things and then
you're rear-ending someone.
Yeah, the consequences in are going to be worse than a little bit of noise.
It's got to be infrequent when you do that.
Well, I don't have any problem in taking that word construction out of there. I thought that we had taken it out.
Yeah, I kind of got confused too. I now that I re-looked at it, because I only read this one time, but re-looking at it, I can kind of get the guy's point, because it's kind of in black and then it's crossed through. And
right.
It's kind of misleading.
And all that other stuff.
The whole thing is blacked out. We took the whole thing out.
The reason I thought that we had taken it all out was because Misty was thinking we were trying to split hairs. You know, just in other words, being so specific that it didn't leave any wiggle room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she was wanting to be more generalized.
Instead
of being so specific.
Right. Okay. Rather than pick on construction, just leave
which
it
is that's a good. Good way of viewing it, like for contract language or this kind of language, but I would say, you know, construction is a general word, and that guy's just like, you can, everything that guy was talking about, if you just said construction, exactly what your point was, Bob.
Well, I mean, I can see the commercial service and the industrial program, too. Well, they shut it down 50 years ago.
Did you say that?
I said they were shut down 50 years ago with it under this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it gets more industrial.
Yeah.
Say.
And, you know, in commercial service, you think about somebody replacing a car today, you didn't go top of a business. Something like that. You got a crane in there running and it making noise.
If we were to leave the word construction in and then look at the definition of 2.2.5, then it becomes a violation if it's outside of those parameters, either at night or during the day, no. which would be complaint-driven at that point.
No, the way I read it, Mark,
it would be exempted.
The things listed in Section 3 are exempt, period.
Yeah, that would be correct.
With no concern about the loudness or anything.
I think Ms. Bass was speaking to you that you could still enforce something based on 2.2.5
would be more like a party or whatever going on in the middle of the night.
2.2.5 would not apply, then
it would be exempt from the entire thing.
And I'd say that's a big step. Put that all the way back in again, because that's everything from A to Z.
Well, we wouldn't have to put the whole thing back in. Either just put construction operations, leave it at that, or not at all.
Or is there exempt construction? Construction operations might be the word.
Right.
Yeah, because some people might see construction and think construction industry, and underneath construction industry you have industrial, commercial, residential.
Does operations cover it all?
Construction operations in that act would cover what the gentleman who spoke, and I think that's a good way to put it, construction operation.
You see, construction will differentiate between industrial.
I think you would start, you would open up a can of worms by the time thing.
Because in the heat of the day,
with the club.
I had my roots in them, what was right there at daylight. And going at it, you know. And they let me quit about 2 in the afternoon, but it was so hot.
Yeah. Well, especially when
you stroke off that roof.
Yeah. You want in the summertime, you want to do the heat. and it's more safe. And in the wintertime, it gets dark so early. You got to start and work during daylight hours.
Exactly.
Or you can't get a day's work.
The ice off the roof, and then you get out there and go to work.
Yeah, I mean it's. Yeah. You got to.
So defining the time of limiting construction activity is.
I think that's what he was upset about more than anything.
Yeah.
Or if we just changed it to construction operations.
Period.
I think that'll cover it.
What do you think, Jason?
It's your all's prerogative. I don't think the likelihood of construction operations making too much excessive racket at nighttime is a real possibility here, maybe in a more urbanized area.
Right, yeah, I agree.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But
their operations aren't in residential areas.
No, and if it is, it could be a state road project, which will be exempt from this anyway. I would say when you all are ready to do your recommendation, you would include that, put that back in.
Okay.
So we're going to put construction operations back in.
Right, period. Okay.
Do we need a vote?
We'll do it all at once. Okay. And as far as farming operations, can we just we'll just leave it as it is, period?
I think that was the point that Misty was making, that it would be redundant to put that at the end. This is more of a excessive language thing, but if you wanted to put that back in for reinforcement, I don't see how it would change the meaning.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it.
I mean, it's clearly defined in the NCGS 106, you know, whatever. So.
I have also looked at Missy's recommendations. I really don't have any problem with that.
Well, just back up a minute to examine. On 3.8, I think lawful is in the wrong place. We don't have a definition of law for recreation purposes anywhere. I looked the statutes in this novel. But and when I originally put one of that in there, I was trying to get lawful with the lawful taking of wildlife resources.
So what are unlawful recreational purposes?
There's no definition of either. And so you're putting something in there that there exists no definition of. But by leaving unlawful, by leaving lawful from the law with the taking, you're actually saying unlawful taking is okay.
You got a good point.
You want to reduce the firearms for recreational purposes and noise associated with lawfully taking.
With lawful taking, yeah.
Oh. Put it in with lawful taking.
Yeah.
Lawful taking of any wildlife resource. Okay, so 3.8 is going to read use of firearms for recreational purposes and noise associated with lawful taking of any wildlife resources. Okay. All right. When I was looking this over this afternoon, something popped up. And in the a sense of being simple and being consistent, since we have Section 3 exempted noises, I don't see the point of the last part of Section 4. I see noises prohibited. The following list of prohibited noises shall not be deemed to be exclusive. Period.
Say that again. Where do you want to
word
it? I'm in Section 4, noises prohibited, which is right after Section 3, exempted noises. And I didn't feel like the second half of that sentence had anything to do with the first half. and other sources of unreasonably loud and disturbing noises are subject to the provisions of this ordinance. Well, we've already established that. This is just prohibited noises. It's not an exclusive list. It's kind of nitpicking, maybe, but...
I was thinking when we put that in there, that we were talking about down the road, noises we had no idea today even exist, coming into existence. That was what I thought that was like.
I think we have to leave some, have to leave something like that in there, because, like you said, down the road there may be something else, or we have maybe thought of everything.
Okay.
That keeps us pretty general.
My thoughts.
You're covered for future.
Like I said, it's no big thing. Okay.
It's kind of confusing to me, but it covers you.
When you change, sometimes when you change a few words around legally, you end up messing up the whole thing.
This is really more a legal document than it covers, more so.
You don't, definitely don't want to limit yourself in an unintended way down the road. So it does a lot more points for you.
All right.
Has there been a lot of the complaints, I'm looking at, I guess it's 4-4, has there been complaints, like in general, me and you coming in, for like donkeys braying and farm dogs barking?
Well, originally it was barking dogs, barking and braying, but we have somebody in the county who raises donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, dogs don't bray, donkeys bray, so we changed it to baying.
Okay.
Not
okay.
To include, because the donkeys are farm animals.
There is an official distinction, apparently.
Oh,
yes.
Mary Ann Rudolph.
Okay.
She leads those out, the people?
What?
Does she leave those out, you know? The donkeys are all just pets.
They're not pets. No, she uses them for various forms of agriculture.
And then she actually sells some today.
Well, you have donkeys on our farm, and I've literally seen them run. I can honestly tell you I've seen them take a coyote out.
They will.
One time. I was able to see it before it got too dark.
Yeah, I know that's what they're good for.
Mm-hmm.
And coyotes are afraid of them.
And boy, they're... kicking, and they're making some loud ruckus, but it's farm operations.
If something came at you kicking like that, you'd run too.
Right. That's what they do. So. Keep your dog on the leash, going by a camera. Unless it's tame. Or a bee.
Section 6, 7, and 8, we took all of that out. What was the reasoning for taking all of that out?
No permitting.
Okay. Because otherwise we'd be permitting something that is opposition to what the ordinance says.
True, and it would just maybe get out of hand.
I will add, just for your information, we did have an individual try to come into our office. They were playing an event that they knew could be louder than the allowed decibel, and he was trying to see if there was a permit process.
When is it coming up?
It was a Halloween anniversary.
Well, it may not be in effect at that
no,
time.
No, it won't be.
So.
The current ordinance will be. This won't go to the board until next month.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't have any other questions. Go course, I haven't been looking at the changes. You guys have it.
No, I read it once, so I think it's, yeah. I think it's good for what.
Yeah, well, I like the copy that you sent us last month. You know, it just, this is it. Without changes.
I'm really good with the changes we've made tonight.
Okay. Are we ready to take a vote?
Well, in agreement with the things Misty's take them out. I mean, follow her advice.
Yeah. Okay. So if somebody wants to make
a motion. So are we going to put construction in then?
Yeah, make a motion to accept Misty's suggestions. And we're going to add construction operation to three and change lawful on.
We'll
figure it out. Okay. Who's going to make a motion? Who'd like to make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
To put in construction operations and lawful and section that we mentioned.
The changes suggested by the county attorney as a form.
And the changes suggested by the county attorney for the form, yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any more discussion? No.
It is done.
I'm going to have some wine tonight. I don't like wine.
Fortified beverage.
I'll tell you what.
It's on mortgage or something.
All right.
I tell you, I think this board did a wonderful job on this noise ordinance.
I do too. We gave it a lot of hours.
That's still everything. Time and effort put in. It takes time.
It can still get kicked back down.
Yeah. I know. You never know. Now we'll. So at the next when they put it on the docket. I guess, Jason, you'll go in there. I mean, I'll try to be there, whoever can be there when it's on the docket, right?
When
and
we
have any questions?
I guess it'll be on the agenda.
Probably this second commissioner's meeting in November.
This month? What's the date?
Next month.
I'm not exactly sure.
The second meeting is a day or night meeting?
It's a night
meeting. It's a night. See, they changed it for the morning to the 4 in the afternoon, I noticed.
November 25th.
Yeah,
it's 4th Monday, yeah. 28th. No, 25th, November. Is it October
it
will be, or November?
November.
We're October now, Kim. I doubt they'll have that meeting. That's Thanksgiving.
No, Thanksgiving is...
It's the week of Thanksgiving.
Oh, it is? Wait a minute. Oh, it is, yeah.
And the holidays Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
We're only closed Thursday, Friday.
And I'm not sure if that'll play into their scheduling. The chairman and the county managers will have to decide when they want it scheduled, but that's...
You'll let us know. Right?
We'll let y'all know. It will have to be legally advertised. We'll have to hash it out pretty quickly. Because it's a public hearing.
Yeah. And we're going down to Florida for Thanksgiving. I'll let you know because I like to be there. Okay, next on the agenda is new business.
Yes.
All right, Planning and Community Development Department.
I don't have any major updates for the board this month, but I did want you all to notice the next item, Cedar Mountain Next Small Area Plan. I am going to put that item on our agenda for the time being, just to give you all monthly updates of what's going on with that.
Yeah.
They did have their first meeting last month, as you all know, and three of you all were there. It was a pretty good conversation, a lot of pretty good attendance. But we're meeting next week, next Thursday, actually, at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at the Board of Commissioners room, because this room is booked. And I think we're going to try to schedule them on that particular Thursday.
Thursday the 24th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It'll be at 6 p.m. in the Board of Commissioners chamber.
Yeah.
And at that meeting, we're going to talk, we're going to try to start discussing how they want to actually define the boundary of Cedar Mountain, and then setting some basic goals and vision statement, things like that, trying to...
What time?
6 o'clock.
6.
Okay. So, like I said, I'll be including this update on the future agendas just to make sure that we keep everybody apprised officially of everything going on.
We need to know. Okay. I remember us talking about that in the past, because so much of Cedar Mountain is federal?
State.
State, too?
No, just state.
So, isn't that pretty straightforward, then?
Well, they have a formal board now to proceed with that. Before, you know, it was a group of citizens bringing forth. They have a defined area, and...
But it's the question of whether the official committee that's appointed by the Board of Commissioners wants to go with that defined area, or if they want to shrink it or expand it. That's the question.
Just several questions came up in that, and I regret I didn't stand up and address them, but I don't think those people realize they're asking for rules, regulations, requirements, let's say, and what can be built where. And I can tell you that goes very much against the general attitude in this county. So they may be opening a real ring of worms. The other thing was, and I thought about this afterwards, and I listened to the people introduce themselves. I don't think there was but one lady in the audience that was not a transplant, let's say it that way. Now, I didn't know all the board members. I knew one of them, Bob Tony.
Robert Lawson.
Yeah. And I don't know the other four, whether they were transplants or had been here, had lived here a while. So that could be a little problem for them. They may not realize will come up. Overall, when you look at that, that was a great project, democracy at work. It was from the people, for the people, by the people. This commissioners or us or nobody, we really didn't have anything to do. They did it all. That's what they want? Fine. But I'm afraid they're going to come in for a little pushback when they start telling somebody they can't build something on their property.
And that's one of the things that the planning board and the commission's going to have to take into account the interests of the whole county, not just different areas of the county. It's how
it sounds like restricted cabins in some of these little developments. That's what that sounds like.
So you know, one of the things that we're talking about would be, I don't think people would have necessarily opposed using Dollar General again as the hub if they would have made it blend into the landscape a little better instead of just a big yellow and white box store. I gathered from the group that they were not necessarily opposed to development, but they wanted it to fit the culture and the ambiance and the nature of the community, you know, as opposed to North Broad Street.
And that's one thing that could come out of it is if there is some sort of regulation, maybe it happens as it relates to form and not use, so you're not really restricting people from how they're using their property, but or how it looks like on the corridors.
And they work together, and Dollar General was more than happy. They all just, there was no animosity.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but up in Lake Foxaway, they didn't come at Dollar General in a nice way.
What's that?
Up in Foxaway,
because
they built one up there, and it just looks like all the rest. Because
it's a cookie cutter design.
The other thing.
It looks like the one Little River they just built too. They're all alike.
Yeah, but the one up there in Cedar Mountain is cute.
The other thing is, on the thing, is that I'll slip my mind there. That's getting to be a problem. They didn't seem to. Oh, I know. In that defined area, as I recall, they had replies from 140 people, and then disallowed 10 of them as being outside the area. I doubt that was the whole population of that area. What do you think?
No, it was only a certain percentage of residents there.
So they really don't have necessarily the feeling of that whole
area. And that's one of the questions I discussed with the chairman of the committee is
good.
The validity of those survey results and how do we interpret those? Because it may not necessarily be reflective of the area.
And I don't know how many people live in that area. I have no idea.
So now there was the number 4,000 stands out in my mind. It's from Robert Lawson's report. About 4,000 residents in the total Cedar Mountain area.
So I think that was in that census tract. And the boundary that they used for their area was about half. So he was using about 2,000 homes.
And you're also doing an online survey. How far-reaching is that, the people who don't have internet? And,
oh, yeah.
And that's only 130 out of 2,000. That's probably not statistically significant.
But if the others chose not to respond,
well, that's what they won't until they get a regulation.
It's like any statistics professor will tell you in college. It's take what you can out of it, but you got to take what it grows.
You can play demographics at time of day and the questions you ask.
Yes, sir.
You ask them, and you can make a survey saying anything you want to say.
You have to take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. Get the information you think is relevant and interpret it.
But they have to have a starting point.
Yes.
Yeah, they got to have a starting point.
Jason, did you pick up on any concern between the Cedar Mountain group, Robert Lawson and his group that put all this together, versus the commissioner appointed to Cedar Mountain Planning Board, as to how they're going to work together?
Kate and I met with the chairman, Mr. Huggins, last week, and I think moving forward, they're going to have to. They recognize that they've been putting a lot of work into it. But this is the official commissioner appointed committee, so things are going to have to filter through them, and that's the dynamic that's going to be at work here for the time being. And you can't really have two committees.
Can't have that.
But we do have one official commissioner appointed committee, and they're the ones who are going to make the recommendation to you all.
Now, I can't believe they won't use Robert and his crowd. And I'll ask, because Robert is super efficient on computers and putting stuff together. I mean, that's what he does for a living.
I think they'll welcome their input, mm-hmm. but it's still going to, there can only be one recommendation and one committee at a time.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, the five-member appointed board is going to make.
So that's a dynamic that's going to have to take shape the next few months of how it ends up working out.
I wondered about that, too.
Well, the people who were so involved initially just have to be.
But it's great that the
attended.
People are involved.
Yeah. I mean, they did so much work. But then they had to kind of go back and start over again. Yeah.
But this is the process. The commissioners have to appoint a committee
mm-hmm.
and make a recommendation to you all and then so forth. So once people understand the process, I think it'll go smooth.
Okay. What else do we have here?
Meeting.
Oh, yeah. Joint meeting with the Transportation Advisory Council and Planning Board.
So at our we have been meeting with representatives from the Landers Sky Regional Council, our Department of Transportation, regional engineers, and our Transportation Advisory Committee. At their meeting in January, we'll be meeting with some transportation folks to prioritize which projects we want from the county to make it into the state transportation improvement plan. And so they reached out wanting to have a joint meeting with the planning board. So that group meets quarterly, so their next meeting will not be until January. And if it would be feasible for members of the planning board, we could make that a joint meeting so that members from this board can have a say in which projects get prioritized as well. And so basically for a transportation project to be approved in the state plan, it has to have local input, and it also has to be prioritized from our Land of Sky and Division 14 from DOT. So it, all three of those pieces have to coincide for a project to move forward. And so that meeting will be January 14th. If we could allow some time, if you'd like to check your availability, and then if you need to schedule a separate one, you could.
What is the day? What day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe this
one.
Tuesday, January 14th.
That's January 14th. 2-0.
We would just need enough for a quorum, but I know it's a different right after the holidays and.
Not bad.
But if anybody had any, I'm sure we would have something beforehand that we could filter the entire.
Could we expect to get anything ahead of that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had any comments and you can't be there, you can filter those through us and we'll bring them up.
So we should be getting a potential project list from Land of Sky around November, and so we would ideally be able to send that out in advance of that meeting.
Good. Okay, there's a bunch of construction getting ready to start here in the county too, right? That a couple of roundabouts and all of that new entrance all the way up to Avery's Creek in the National Forest eventually the cut through that goes over the Island Landfill and Wilson Road. That starts in a year or two, doesn't it?
It does. And so we could also provide a lot of those construction updates when we have a joint meeting, because almost those projects are already in the current step. So it's a 10-year document, and those projects have already been funded and are slated for construction. Mm-hmm. This would be, I want to say 2027. So this would be for that next 10-year document.
Okay. Now, is the roundabout on for Wilson Road on Old Hendersonville Highway in Wilson where they intersect, or on Wilson Road somewhere? Where is the roundabout?
Well, there's two on Asheville Highway right there in Pisgah Forest. It's one where we're going up the forest, and then the next intersection they're planning on also.
Right.
And I don't know about Acosta Road and Highway.
It's supposed to be one there too, but I know I'm talking about Wilson Road. Did you say a roundabout for Wilson Road?
No.
Okay.
I don't think Wilson.
That one is
a widening project.
Yeah, a modernization project and raising part of it out of the floodplain.
Okay.
Probably straightening out some of the curve.
The bike lane folks had a lot of input on that.
Mm-hmm. And so with the bike lane, we are waiting to get that back, I believe, from DOT. After changes were going to be made that didn't mandate the county to maintain those, since we can't maintain the roadways.
Okay. I recall the Wilson Road project, we didn't have a bike plan at that time, and we hadn't submitted it to the state, so there's a section of it that.
Remember?
So
it was going to be a little bit wider, I believe.
You really need it all the way. Yeah, I know. So hopefully they're not driving.
It's a waste of time to try to get through that.
Okay. Anything else?
So just to let us know that the 14th works out for you all, any of you all, and we'll.
I won't be there. I got a wife to get with grandson on Tuesday. Okay.
But we'll get you can send us comments based, you know, when we get the packaging, we'll get it to you all. And if you can't make it, you can just send us some comments on what you'd like to see. We'll make it known.
I'm good. I'm
going to write it down. Now, the cut through there, the Coos is coming out. I was told by somebody on the attack that he was, instead of being right in, right out, when he gets back up to Broad, they're going to make a roundabout there also.
Where's it?
Where the road that cuts across the coast that comes into Broad Street.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of being right in, right out, they're going to put a roundabout there.
There, Farm Bureau.
Yeah, right there by Skating Union. Okay. So basically, there could be three right through there?
Right.
Wow. You might as well just put an officer down there with a damn sheet of traffic report.
And they've already started the roundabout on Acusco, right?
Yeah, they're
working on that,
because
you can't go down there now.
Yeah, but this is
going to
be interesting to see.
Well, I know when they had that thing at the library, one of the engineers said, well, we realize that the frequency of accidents is going to increase given the demographics of the population here, but they will be less severe than they are now. Jesus.
I didn't remember that. Roundabouts were a big thing about 70, 80 years ago with transportation departments from rural areas. Then the engineers came along and no, they didn't want them. But now the trend is to use them again.
Yep.
Yeah. And what I like about them too is they got to have a straight through lane for the fire trucks and whatnot. And so
they just got a low center so they can just bump over.
Now, you can't confuse a rotary, because I know what a rotary is from coming from New Jersey, and a roundabout, they're totally different. And rotaries are terrible, and they're taking you out of New Jersey. They're just taking
you out. I have no idea what you're talking
so
about.
So many, they're immense. They're immense, and people just, there's, you know, yield, and people don't, it's a lot of accidents.
And this is going to be a two-lane roundabout.
These aren't big.
Four of them. Yeah. Two lanes side by side. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Maybe we can set some bleachers up
and take charge
of feet and sit there and watch what
goes. I bet you the city will be able to give that back to the county so the highway patrol can go back to work and everything.
I know the meeting you're talking about that was in the Board of Elections, and they had everything all laid out for the changes they were going to make on 64 with the roundabouts, and I swear, when I was asking this DOT guy about it, he said, you can't put a roundabout when there's too much traffic. For example, at Caldwell, where Brevard College is, and Caldwell and Broad meet, there's too much traffic there, they can't put one there. So we're going to have all these little ones.
I see that contradicts some things I've heard where they wouldn't, locality I work in, they wouldn't let put a stoplight in because they don't want traffic backing up on a bridge, but a roundabout kept traffic moving because they didn't want traffic just sitting on the bridge because of weight issues. So it depends on what engineers
right.
put in the numbers sometimes.
Yeah.
What's going to be interesting to see is why did that road up 276 from the intersection to Avery's Creek? Now that's going to be something to see.
That's going to be an interesting project.
Well, they'll be using some explosives up through there like nobody did because they had some serious rock up through there on the right hand side.
No, that could be tearing up a road my daddy helped build.
Oh, yeah. Is this for the tourists, do you think? Because, I mean, it was pretty bad this summer. You saw the traffic backed up on 64, and you couldn't see the end of it coming up. But normally it's not bad, though.
Well, they do need to make some improvements there, no question about it.
I didn't even go up in the forest this summer. I just don't want to really fight that traffic.
You got to go up there later in the day.
I'll fly over it, but I won't drive it.
I'll tell you something. Well, I went up there once. Stuart talked me into going up there and meeting him and the kids one Sunday. And it started just pouring, so it emptied out pretty good. So we were able to get into country where the boys could jump in off that big rock. and got ready to go, and everything filled back up. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to yell again over to North Mills and around. I'll meet y'all at the ice cream shop. He said, we'll be there and come by the time you get there. I said, fine. I drove up past the cradle, yell again, cross over to North Mills, Whitaker Lane, got to go over to 280,
yeah.
Drove back, parked at Bilo, walked down, sat at the ice cream shop for 45 minutes, and here they came.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's bad up there in the summer. All right. Yeah, if any comments anybody wants to make, other than the fact that this went very well, I think. We all, again, worked together, which is great.
I'm glad to be rid of the
And listen to our one visitor.
Glad to be rid of the noise.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're rid of it.
Well, I think when you put a finished copy up, when you pull all the strikeouts out of it,
yeah.
And you got a finished copy, I think that'll go away with a lot of the confusion, too. Yeah.
Well, I've got one of those, because you sent it to me, didn't you, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. But I'm saying, when that gets out in amongst.
Yeah.
It won't be 9 pages long that way either.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, she's got a few changes to make now, and then we'll get another one. So.
Yeah,
but
all
that
now, way we go.
So next meeting, we'll see one. Just get to see it, or you can send it to us, just so we
yes,
have
it. We'll send it to you all.
Okay.
And that'll be the finished copy.
Before the meeting.
Like it's going to the commission.
The draft copy that's going to the commission.
Okay. That's great.
When do you suppose you'll get those there? Ballpark.
Shouldn't be too long.
Well,
no, I don't think I'll do that.
You got it on the computer, I hope. And you just
yeah, we'll get it out within the next week or so.
Yeah, I saw you put it in online. It looked good.
Well, I tell you, I think the group did well. And Beth, you did almost all of the edits every time, right?
The past fee.
Well, I tell you. How you were able to keep up with that is that speaks to
you too.
You
did good. Good job. Thank you.
I mean, I said, should I put that in the minutes or
not? She edited me out last time when I said the bunch of that luncheon was very narrated.
Do you remember when Joy had everything up on the computer? And she was doing the changes right here when we were making them. You guys remember that?
Yes, sir.
She had it on the screen, and she had the program that you're working with. So it saved you.
That's why I say that's just an idea.
It's
easy to make these few little changes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, this may be a record. No,
last week was the record. Last time was the record. 42 minutes, we were gone.
This is close. Okay. If there's nothing else, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion. Adjourn.
Second.
All in favor.
Welcome to the board.
Hey.
Yeah, welcome to the board.
Glad to be here. This to my service.
Well, see, the good thing about it is you're a local here, and you know what's been going on for many years. You know, just like when McNeely was on here, you couldn't ask for that person.
Daryl Hobson.
And Daryl, oh, yeah.
I'm